This is Ted.
Hey Ted, how's it going? Good morning.
It's going terrific, thank you.
This is Thomas Smart with Orbitz Design Agency.
Hi Thomas, how are you?
Very good, sir. How are you?
Good, good.
Did you get a chance to like speak with a partner about the whole project?
I did get a chance. I didn't have our full lengthy meeting, and that won't actually happen for 2 weeks, but I did discuss it briefly. I will say she is not ready to write off a conversion to Shopify when we redo the site. Secondly, I have to present to her a more detailed presentation on the proposed conversion. I have to, and that's not something you can do. I have to create a list for her of the features that we will require in the new installation.
Okay.
And so, which is exactly what a statement of, basically I have to create the statement of work.
All right.
And for her review, and that statement of work would be applicable regardless of which platform we ultimately decide will be on after the update, after the revision.
Okay.
So
why don't you stay with the current platform on WordPress? Because Shopify will be, of course, Shopify can be done as well, but there might be, of course, not might, of course, there definitely be a monthly cost associated with it. But what I was trying to do is, like, I was trying to give you something, like, which can be just like a one-time cost and you get the whole work done. Just like right now.
Well, that's significantly appealing. The biggest single deficiency, one, I work many plugins on my site, and I'll have to add additional.
Every plugin that you want, you name it, you will get it. Every plugin, every API that Shopify provides you, you'll get that, and you don't
have
to pay anything
I have two significant problems with my site that I'm not happy about as far as the hosting aspect. One of which is that some of the pages were created by a consultant with one CMS system.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that consultant. We don't have that system. And the other pages were created subsequently with another CMS system. And so we don't have the ability to update. The pages are so closely designed, integrated with the CMS system that created it, we're in the awkward position of not being able to update some of the pages that we want to update without redoing the whole thing. Secondly, I am not satisfied with the reporting flexibility. Now, I have to go back and fully explore what enhanced reporting plugins they are, but I have not found a way to get the kind of sales by product, sales by individual, individual history. The filters say, when's the last time I want the last sale of serum by everybody who bought serum? I want to see everyone who's ever bought serum and the date of their last purchase of it.
Okay.
I have not found a way, I've not found a reporting plugin that allows me to set up those filters and generate that report, which is a source of
we'll take care of
some concern for me.
Well, these two requirements that you have first to CMS, like once we are redesigning our pages for you, so we will make sure that we provide you the access for one CMS only. With the help of that CMS, you'll be able to edit the whole complete website yourself.
Is there a particular CMS system that you use, that you recommend?
On WordPress, there is a particular one system that we will provide you the access to. With the help of that, you'll be able to make changes to the whole website yourself. If we talk about the logo, if we talk about inner pages, if we talk about the sales and inventory management system, each and everything will be under one system that we are going to offer you.
Okay. I'm going to work on the statement of work. She is going to be gone for 10 days. I will prepare that statement of work during that period of time. And when she's back, we'll try and narrow down exactly what we want this to look like in the future.
So if if saving time is concerned, how about if I ask my associate to prepare a formal contract? Well, we can prepare a formal contract for you guys just to save time. So I will take like 15 to 20 minutes from you, and I'll share that in the email with the complete details of the package and pricing. You just need to go ahead and get it approved by her. If it's possible, then do it today so I can get you additional discounts and get your project started. But once she's back from the 10 holidays, then her project will almost be completed. So that will definitely impress her.
That would impress her. You can go ahead. I'm not worried about the additional discount so much. I'm probably not going to get her to sign it before I give her the statement of work. If you want to go ahead and submit that contract in anticipation of getting further along, I'm okay with that.
Okay,
sure. One of the things she asked me, though, is you are in San Jose and Toronto, if I recall. Mm-hmm. Is that accurate?
Right, yeah.
Is your coding done in that, or is that subcontracted to India or Pakistan or somewhere?
Well, we have another office, too, which is located in Pakistan. Why? Because we have our developers working there, and they are so cheap for us. So that's why we hired them, and they provide our services remotely. And it's been like 6 to 7 years working with them, so we totally, completely trust them, and you can say like they are very cheap for us, so that's why we keep them. But of course, the work that you'll see that you cannot even imagine, like it has been done by Pakistani people or from us too. So you won't even get it because the work is 100% authentic and 100% unique. And even I've showed you some of the work that we have done in the past. So there were some developers involved from Pakistan who did the work on those websites. But I don't think that that does matter. It's like where the developers.
Well, in the past, she raised it. In the past, we have had issues with the availability of the individuals who did the work to do any updates or corrections on a timely fashion. That has been
I speak with these kind of clients every day, and they think like, hey, I've been working with Indian guys before, and they didn't do my work, they took my money and everything, but if you are working with us, and if I'm sending
you've heard
you,
that before, right?
yeah, a lot of times. I would say it happens every day with me. So what I say only one thing to them, because one thing is, like, nobody can steal your money these days in the U.S., first. Second, we already offer like 100% money-back guarantee and 100% satisfaction guarantee. So at any point in during the project, if you think like the work that we are promising right now is not enough for you, you can go ahead and take your money back and 100%. Third, it's not going to happen. Why? Because I'm 100% confident that I won't let this thing happen, that you are coming back to me and asking me for money back, because the work that we are providing you is coming with 100% satisfaction and 100% unique design that you're getting with us. And yeah, but there might be some sort of a delay in the delivery of the project. That might be. Like, if you're working with us on a daily basis and if you're cooperating with us on daily and keeping an eye on the project yourself, too, then we can definitely finish the project within the deadline that has been discussed.
Okay. Well, if you want to go ahead, it's up to you whether you want to anticipate the process and prepare a contract
I'll be the part of the project as well. So if you think like something is going down, or if you don't like the person that you're dealing with, like the project manager, I'll be always there for you. So you can just let me know, change your project manager or whatever is required at that point. I'll definitely go ahead and help you out with that. So you don't need to worry about it. All you have to do is just trust me and get this project started. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, trust me, is not a winning phrase around here. I can tell you that. that will normally not get me lunch even.
Okay. For sure, sir. It will be in. I will definitely appreciate, like, if you go ahead and start the project today. And I'll ask my associate to prepare a formal contract, and we'll mention everything in there. Also, we'll mention.
I'm not going to actually start it till I do this statement of work. And right now, I'm finishing three other projects, and I have three products that I want to complete. I don't want this to come out before the new products are available anyway. So we have time on this, but right now I'm totally immersed in getting the three products formulas corrected, prepared. I'm working on the labeling is a brutal process.
Yeah, it's not like I'm pushing you to get started today. All I'm trying to do is let's give it a shot or pull the trigger on this before she go on holidays. So if you go on holidays, there will be a 10 days difference, so that would be a bit long for us. So if there's any possibility, right, because we can get that contract approved before she goes to the holidays, that would be perfect.
Well, if you could send the contract over, I'll see how I can do. She's leaving Thursday.
Okay, appreciate it, sir.
3 days, and then we'll see. Okay?
Perfect. Appreciate it. I'll speak with my associate and get that prepared. All right?
Thank you.
Bye. No problem, sir. Have a nice day.